Yeah, it can be a real pain in the neck if you're, you know, if you're going there on for recreation or whatever. It's, you know, it's usually you breeze right through. But if you're going to work, they don't. You're not supposed to work in the first place. You're supposed to supervise, while Canadians do the actual work kind of thing. But you know, we were doing it anyway, kind of thing. the place just didn't have the money. Whole another crew while we stood around watching, you know, kind of thing, told them what to do. But anyway, yeah, they get sometimes at the border, they got tight one Sunday night kind of thing, and they even had a couple of old ladies, I think they must have been in their 70s or 80s, and they were searching their car for drugs and stuff. And they hauled us in the building there and put us in a kind of a drunk tank kind of thing, you know. The guys were complaining. There was a couple other guys that in their own vehicles that had pulled up there at the same time, and the guys were complaining, and I finally just got tired of listening to them. I said, listen, you're getting paid by the hour. We're getting paid for the road time. It's Sunday night, so it's overtime anyway. We're making big money here. They're doing you a favor. So just lay down, take a nap while you get paid. And probably about 15 minutes later, they came in and let us go. AWOJ.